This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A surprising amount of rambling, gambling men and women out there playing already this morning, Curtis, here at Foxwoods.
You haven't lived until you see the slots at 5:45 in the morning.
It is shocking.
Well, you got to go right back at it. I mean, if you lost, you got to get back to even.
If that's you lost, you got to pack up and go home.
No. You never have to go home. That's one of the great things about the Foxwoods Resort Casino. You could stay here for weeks.
Yeah, but the only problem is the house never loses.
Wiggy, you found that out last night, unfortunately.
Yeah. As somebody who's been gambling for a long time, I know that well.
If they weren't providing breakfast here at Alta Strata, where we're doing the show, I don't know what you'd do. You're out of dough. I don't know how you're gonna make it home. I asked Curtis if he was an omelet station guy, and he said he's not an egg guy, which is, I didn't realize.
An egg fan, at all.
I'm not a scrambled egg fan.
It's the smell. I mean, I put eggs in everything. Like, I mean, chicken cutlets, whatever.
Right.
But, like, I do not enjoy.
The smell?
Ugh.
It's not the consistency. Some people have an issue with the consistency when it comes to eating eggs.
Yeah, that's for me. I don't eat eggs because of that. I don't like the way.
You don't eat eggs at all?
No, I'm like Curtis. Unless it's mixed up into something and you don't.
Right.
Just standalone eggs by itself, I'm not doing it. Whether it's scrambled, an omelet, boiled.
Like an omelet. Yeah. But no scrambled. And like if I am having a breakfast sandwich and there's an egg in there, that's fine.
Some people get egged out by the sunny side up.
Oh, gross. Mm.
The best.
Is that the
best kind of egg?
With the little yolk one?
Yeah. So, what's that, Trey?
That's the best kind of egg, Greg, because then when you cut the yolk and it all just spills out and it goes onto like your home fries or your bagel or your English muffin, it's the absolute best.
You make a little yolk river or pond.
Exactly.
I would say if I get the option to have a quiche, I'd rather be kicked in the nuts.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh.
Nobody actually likes quiche.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, I like quiche.
I did not know that about you, Curtis.
Yeah, but I love you, Greg.
All right, same. All right. We are at Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational. And we will get to Courtney in the news coming up at 7:45, and then the Red Sox front office report at 9 this morning with Craig Breslow as the season wraps up this weekend. Last opportunity, I guess, other than an occasional guest appearance, last opportunity this weekend to hear Joe Castiglione calling Red Sox games on the WEEI Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
And I don't want to speak out of turn. I would assure you that I would listen to the broadcasts this weekend, especially Sunday. It is going to be a star-studded affair.
It is
on WEEI across the Red Sox radio network.
And Joe deserves that. I mean, he's done it for 42 years. So
and is beloved. Have you ever met somebody who said a bad thing about Joe?
No,
I haven't either. So that's it. To be able to do your broadcast career for that long and not have anybody you've worked with say anything negative is an accomplishment in itself.
Curtis, any inside info on who's going for the job?
Oh, I thought you were going to say if anybody ever worked with me said something bad.
Old Bay potato chips, got one.
Say that again. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Any inside info on who is interested in Joe's job?
Yeah, well, I am.
Have you heard any?
I've heard that that Sean McDonough is.
Mm.
We would love Sean every day. I don't think he's going to do that, but he is instrumental in finding out people that might be good for the to interview for the opportunity.
Yeah.
I have put somebody up for it that I think would be great.
Nibble, nibble, nibble. Mm.
That's been done baseball before?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it prison pen pal?
No. It is somebody who works in the space who is older and accomplished.
Okay. Male
or female?
Talk
about a grinder.
Male.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, at some point this weekend, whatever you're doing, make sure that you stop and tune in on the Odyssey app and listen to Joe's final weekend calling Red Sox games here at WEEI.
Can I throw a name in the hat?
Yes.
Brittany Baldy.
All right. Yeah. Maybe. Possible. I don't know if she
did the Red Sox win?
I don't know if she would leave her.
They did.
I don't know if she'd leave her lucrative podcast.
He did.
Yes. All right. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Courtney's lead this morning. She talked about Travis Kelce. His head coach stood up for him. Well, let's hear what Travis Kelce had to say in his own words about why he has played poorly so far this season.
I think everyone saw my drop in the fourth quarter, that crucial third down, just trying to do too much before putting the ball away. That's probably the biggest thing for me, is making the play in big time moments like that. I think with how defenses are playing us right now, I'm not really getting a lot of opportunities to make plays down the field, but not using that as an excuse moving forward, still trying to, make sure that I can help the team out in that regard, knowing that I've been that weapon for us in the past. And moving forward, it's just, everyone's just tweaking their game in the right direction. And we know what we have to do to get better this week.
Okay.
Sounds like it was a Swifty summer.
Yeah.
Or a Swifty offseason.
Boy, I wish that guy had more podcasts. What an electrifying interview.
I mean, let's be honest. Travis has been great for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, teams are playing him differently. Stop it, Travis. Just be like, listen,
But is it from
it's my new relationship, and damn, she drags me all over the world, and, I don't have as much
time. She drags him all over? Do you listen to yourself when you speak sometimes?
Yes. Did you not see him all over the place with her?
Yeah, he seemed like he was having a great time.
That's
I don't think
point.
He was drunk in the
No, I'm not saying drunk.
So he was out having a good time.
He's not working
during
out.
The off season.
He's not working out. He's not invested like he used to be.
Oh my god.
Just say
I was going to ask you. You played the position in the NFL.
Yes.
Great tight end.
Appreciate it.
Do you think it's more about what he did or didn't do getting ready for the season in the off season, or more about that he's just old, has done it a long time, and is, as you would say, washed?
No, I don't think it's because he's old. I think it's because he is into, maybe he's more focused on his off the field relationship and all that other stuff's going on. He's in Brazil. He's here. He's there. They're at a beach. He's got his shirt off. It's like, damn, dad bod. You're supposed to be one of the best tight ends in the league.
Why didn't you say that about Russell Wilson when he started dating Sierra and his career took a turn?
Yeah, I did say that
you
about
did?
Him.
Yeah. I never heard you
Russell
say it.
Russell Wilson, I said, once he got with Sierra,
Broncos country.
Downhill.
Let's ride.
And look what he's doing now. If he is basically the backup whose wife goes to games and is all over the Jumbotron, and your husband is holding the clipboard.
It's always,
stop
but,
it.
But Courtney's right. You always blame the woman. It's almost biblical.
It's focused.
It's like, Curtis, it's like Samson and Delilah.
It really, I was going to say that.
He always blames the woman.
What
is it? It's not Taylor Swift's fault.
Yeah.
No, what's changed?
That's what changed, or he got older.
I don't think it's he's just
so Andy
his
Reid
focus is not there.
Is Andy Reid lying when he says that defenses have finally figured out how to stop?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I think
Juszczyk better be careful because his career is doomed now that Kristen is, you know, making headlines.
Who's that?
Kyle Juszczyk.
Okay, but I would say the point there, Wiggy, I think is accurate on how many years did it take Tom to win after he started dating Giselle? It was like 8 years. If your lifestyle changes dramatically,
right,
it would be weird if it didn't impact your day-to-day world.
Your focus is not the same, Greg. Right.
I actually think his lifestyle...
Listen, I'm in love. Is it affecting me at work?
In a positive way.
Did you see the clock yesterday?
In a positive way. I think you come in much happier.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't have to worry about working out.
Right.
That's not your job.
Hey,
I think singles
speak for yourself.
His lifestyle is a positive for his well-being. He was everywhere on the town doing God knows what.
He's on a jet.
He had a reality show.
He's on a jet every other weekend.
He was on a reality show.
Stop it.
He did miss some time. I mean, in season time, he was going to the US Open.
Right. And then in the off season, he was all
over
the place.
With Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you're right.
One guy, guess what? One guy doesn't have to travel the world just to be the fan next to her at her shows, and whether that show's in Brazil, Argentina, he's hit his focus. I don't know why. And he told us, he's like, yeah, I might retire. So he is already in retirement mode. Then he's dating the most famous woman on the planet who's all over his focus is not the same.
He was getting brunch with Gigi Hadid the other day.
Hadid. Right.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
That's why he's running around the country shoving old men like he did to Andy Reid.
He's Courtney. Yeah.
He's got roid rage.
He's hanging out.
You guys have a group message without me all right, we're going to piss off Courtney.
No.
Why does this bother you?
If this was Tom Brady, you would be screaming.
But why?
We did say it was
Tom Brady.
What?
Kelsey's Tom Brady?
No, I'm saying your fandom for Tom Brady is very similar to my fandom for Taylor Swift.
So you would
stick up for him no matter what.
No, he blamed Giselle for Tom Brady. His focus changed. Like, even Tom Brady, you go from, you know, doing everything, and now all of a sudden you're eating avocado ice cream and jumping off cliffs.
Right, and you had the vegan food. The Tom Brady kitchen thing that delivered was awful. But in all sincerity, the Chiefs, I think, are going to be just like they were last year. They have figured out the regular season is no longer meaningful. They've won on the road. If they want to win, they can scheme up an offense to beat anybody. And they don't. There's only one bye, and they're not going to get it.
Also, can I say that the lame twitchers who are like, she acts like she knows them. Courtney, she doesn't know who you are. Why are you sticking? Yeah, no, that's called being a fan. Everybody is. I don't understand why there's a difference between people being diehard fans for Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson and me being a fan for Taylor Swift.
That's not a difference.
I don't think she knows me. I'm a fan.
Well, don't you think it makes sense, Courtney, that the Twitch chat would be enraged about people making judgments on others they deem to know but don't really?
Right.
But Courtney,
they don't like when people have girlfriends.
Oh,
that's an issue.
One word, cooties.
All right. Anyway, speaking of the clock, we really need to stick to it. I got in big trouble. So why don't we do this? Take a quick break. When we come back, return volley. At Don Sweeney. We'll get to that over Jeremy Swayman. We'll continue with They Said It, and then we'll do the news at 8.
Yeah.
And that gives you time to go to the omelet station.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We will be back from Foxwoods here for the Echo Store Invitational with PGA player Jake Knapp joining us on this show here at 9:20.
Good job, Ken.